Please be seated. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for being present today and for your continuous support and enthusiasm as we incorporate traditions from our Children at Heart Family Service, music and stories from our diocesan summer camp, Camp Chicago and Byron, and other diocesan youth events, and most recently, two of our high school students attending the Episcopal Youth event that had 1,500 people there. Today we are blessed to have our Teen Mission Trip participants share with us about their own mountaintop experiences, reflecting on today's gospel, and about how these experiences have impacted their spiritual life and personal revelations. You will be proud to know that everywhere we volunteered, people commented on their commitment, manners, and maturity. In fact, the staff at St. Mark's Episcopal Cathedral in Minneapolis, as an aside, where Haley Thomas, now Haley Ness, was recently married, said that we were the best and most responsible youth group who had stayed with them, which is quite a compliment because they have people continuously staying with them. They apparently were shocked that we cleaned up after ourselves and others because they have three full-time sextons, and people take advantage, and I'm sure that our sexton Tim is probably envious about that. Please welcome Elora, Sam, and Hannah, who did Emmanuel proud. Leo Sayens was also on our mission trip, his first, and I'm sure it won't be his last, but due to his attendance at an out-of-state Native American camp, which is a part of his heritage, he has asked me to share his story.
Do you ever think about what you would do in Peter, John, and James' shoes? How big is the mountain in your mind? Is it as large as Mount Everest overlooking a beautiful body of water, or just a hill overlooking a city? Do you think it would have changed you spiritually? A few of the things that have changed me spiritually over the years is going to South Dakota, England, Camp Chicago, New Beginnings, and Happening. This summer, we went to Minnesota for my last mission trip and got to participate in numerous things. One of the places we went to was a nursing home. Going to a nursing home, you would think that playing bingo, serving food, and interacting with them would be kind of boring. Quite the opposite, actually. At the table I sat at for bingo, three of the ladies kept joking about how the game wasn't fair and that they were being cheated out on. I got to know one of the ladies pretty well. Her name was Betty. When I wheeled her up to her room after dinner, she started tearing up and talking about how wonderful it was that we were here and mentioned she does not get visitors very often. She told me she was very proud of me for going to college because she never even got the chance to go to high school since it was around the time of World War II. How could someone care about me so much that they just met? Later that day, it struck me. Just like when Jesus was up on the mountain and God said to Peter, John, and James, "This is my son whom I have chosen, listen to him." She cared for me like I was her granddaughter, just as God cared for Jesus because he was God's son. Another thing we did during the mission trip was going to Anger Tower, and no, it's not anger, it really sounds confusing, but it's with an E. The climb was tiresome, but well worth it. Just as we reached the top, the sun was setting and it was breathtaking. This was another moment for me that changed me and made me think, this is his beautiful world, and I'm lucky enough to be one of the ones to witness it and let it move me. Thank you.
So as I was listening to Elora share her reflection, I realized that I forgot to discuss our friend here. I don't know if any of you remember this, but when we went on our pilgrimage to England last summer, we found a blow-up Jesus in a store, and we decided that since he was our inspiration for all that we do, that we wanted to purchase this, and then we used him as our talking stick at night after we did Compline, and we shared our reflections to remind us to be attentive and respectful. And while we were in Minnesota, we decided that Jesus was certainly deserving of new garb, so we got him a Minnesota shawl. So this is Leo's reflection. The moment that has changed the way I think and act happened when I was getting bad grades in sixth grade of middle school. I knew I needed to change them into A's and B's, but in order to change them, I had to change me first. Before, I would be distracted, and I didn't learn a lot from the teacher. Now I'm able to focus on work and problems that come up in my life. This experience didn't only allow me to earn a skill in school, but also in other situations. I can focus on the way I perform, physically and mentally. I can now overcome any obstacle I push myself to do. My experience transformed me into a more productive and dedicated person.
Mountaintop moments. These are moments that transform the way we perceive the world around us and how we view others in the world. For me, my mountaintop moment happened in 2011. My dad had been diagnosed with osteosarcoma, a kind of bone cancer, and the only way he could live is if he went to Florida to get multiple surgeries done. As you can imagine, these surgeries added up to costing a lot of money, and our insurance was only willing to cover a portion of it. When we reached out for help, it was our Emmanuel Church family that was there for us. With the support of Emmanuel Episcopal, a spaghetti dinner was organized to help us pay for medical bills. They not only donated money, food, and time, but they donated love, prayers, and moral support when we needed it most. This gesture of immense kindness is one that has changed me forever, and it shows all that a community can do if everyone works together. Thanks to the spaghetti dinner, my family is the way it is today. In that dinner, and throughout the rest of my dad's recovery stage, I never felt more proud to be a part of a church and knew that this moment would stick with me forever. So that is my mountaintop moment.
When I was young, I never really liked church because I didn't understand what was going on. I used to attend St. Chad's, but as time went by, our church congregation dwindled, making my parents want to search for a new church. It took a while, but we finally found our way to Emmanuel Episcopal Church. This is where my spiritual change happened. This church has taught me how to love and welcome people with open arms and how to believe in something bigger than myself and so much more. This church has opened me up to many opportunities and helped strengthen my faith. This helped me change my attitude towards going to church and helped give some stability in my life. For example, with the help of Amy and many other people, I was introduced to these diocesan retreats called New Beginnings and Happening for youth in our diocese. At these retreats, you would learn not only about God, but also valuable life skills, such as developing relationships. By attending these retreats as a participant and staff member, it allowed me to break out of my shell and become more confident in my faith. I thought I learned more about faith on my first New Beginnings than I did in my entire life. Every summer, the youth goes on a mission trip, but this last one really struck me. It was my last mission trip as a youth group member. This mission trip reminded me why I started to love church. The trip to Minnesota opened my eyes and made me realize how far I have come on my personal spiritual journey. Attending Emmanuel Episcopal Church was the greatest spiritual change that has ever happened and has allowed me to grow in my faith. It makes me really sad to think that I won't be able to come every Sunday, but I know in my heart that my Emmanuel family will be with me wherever I go.
I am very proud of our teens and appreciative of what they've shared today, and thankful for their parents and grandparents who support their faith formation. In reflecting on my own mountaintop experiences, there have been times that I knew without question that God's hand was present in guiding my life. Of great significance was the first time that I went to an Episcopal church entirely by accident, after years where I did not attend church unless on high holidays or when going home to visit my family. I initially stopped because I could not stomach much of the language, doctrine, and sexism present in worship. After unsuccessfully searching for churches compatible with my value system and beliefs, I walked into All Saints Episcopal Church in Pasadena on Easter when the neighboring church, with reportedly the best pipe organ in California, was full to capacity. That Easter entirely changed the course of my life, and I've never turned back. A second mountaintop experience was God's obvious hand in bringing my son Elijah to me from Mexico. which would never have happened without my relationships with several families in the congregation, to whom I will always be grateful. If you haven't heard the details of Elijah's adoption process, it's a pretty amazing story and full of God moments, and I'm more than happy to share it with you. While volunteering at a nursing home in the Twin Cities on our mission trip, there was a Catholic worship service for the residents. Led by a warm priest in a large and very full room, residents in various stages of dementia, most in wheelchairs, and some blind, prayed the rosary with eyes closed, every word mesmerized. Some rosaries appeared to be quite old, while others with bright plastic beads were likely made in occupational therapy sessions. It was quite moving and really struck me how our faith traditions, learned from a very early age, can provide comfort and continue to help us connect with God even during the most frightening and difficult times throughout the course of our lives. And it struck me that our traditions will provide similar comfort and connection to God for our youth in later years. Since coming to Emmanuel, the majority of my mountaintop experiences have been in relationship to our children and teen ministries, both in the parish and at diocesan youth events. Those of us speaking today have, yes, spent several thousand hours together over the course of Sunday school, confirmation, diocesan retreats, being delegates at diocesan convention, and our pilgrimage to England and mission trips. I must say that for the last 11 years, being on this journey with them, those who came before, and our children, has been the most significant factor in my adult faith formation. And I have been very blessed and privileged to walk this path with them. Each of these young adults has been faithful and committed in their church involvement, which is certainly influenced by the example set by their adult family members, but also because of the spiritual, emotional, and financial support of our church family. As you have heard, our teens are well aware of God's presence in their lives, and you have been the hands of Jesus in helping them come to this awareness. Thank you. Know that we have many more families with children, toddlers, and babies at Emmanuel than in many, many years, and that they and their families will also need our support and love. Please greet them, get to know them, pray for them, and continue to be Jesus' hands in our congregation and community. And please continue to pray for Elora and Hannah as they move on to college, as they continue in their adult faith formation. This is Hannah's last Sunday here, as well as her family's, as they are moving to Southern California to establish residency where she will be going to college. So please pray for them as well. Thank you. Can we give our youth a hand?